Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional healing. Ever feel like you're carrying around all this baggage, all these unresolved feelings? You know that feeling when life just throws curveballs and you're left reeling? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the thing. We can create our own havens of peace, places where we can finally unpack those emotional suitcases and start healing. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight, it's about making small, conscious choices that build up to something huge. Think of it like building a fortress of calm, brick by brick. And trust me, these bricks are worth laying. So, what are these magical ingredients for creating an emotional safe space? Let's break it down. First, self-compassion. You know that inner critic who's constantly judging you. Time to put a leash on that guy. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Remember, you're human, not a robot. Mistakes happen, feelings get messy, and that's perfectly okay. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a rough patch. Next up, boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your emotional well-being. They protect your space from negativity and drama, allowing you to recharge and focus on what truly matters. This means saying no when necessary, setting limits with people who drain your energy, and prioritizing activities that nourish your soul. Now, let's talk mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race like a hamster on a wheel? Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on life's chaos and finding a sense of calm amidst the storm. Try taking a few minutes each day for meditation or simply focusing on your breath. It can make a world of difference. Don't underestimate the power of healthy expression. Bottling up emotions is like holding a pressure cooker lid down. Eventually, something's gotta give. Find healthy outlets to express yourself. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, engaging in creative activities. Let those feelings flow freely without shame or judgment. Finally, remember that healing takes time. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't give up on creating a safe space for emotional well-being. Think about the last time you really felt emotionally drained, maybe after a stressful day at work or a heated argument with someone you care about. How did you cope? Chances are, you might have sought out comfort from familiar activities like watching your favorite show, listening to music, or spending time in nature. These things can offer temporary relief, but they don't always address the underlying emotional needs. Creating a truly safe space for healing requires more than just distraction. It involves introspection, self-care, and connection. It's about acknowledging those difficult feelings, allowing yourself to process them without judgment, and seeking support when you need it. This might mean talking to a therapist, joining a support group, or simply opening up to someone you trust. Remember, creating your own emotional sanctuary isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in the world, with greater resilience and capacity for love and connection. So, what are you waiting for? Start building that fortress of calm today. Take a moment to reflect on these key takeaways. Self-compassion is your foundation, boundaries are your protective walls, mindfulness is your inner compass, healthy expression is your release valve, and remember, healing takes time. Now go out there and create the safe space you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra calm in their life. Until next time, keep it cool, keep it centered, and keep chasing that peace. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.